ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Tonga's national netball team have been royally appointed a new name that has a fascinating backstory. Tonga's Queen has declared that they will now be known as the Tongan Tala. And as Jordan Fenner reports, the name comes from a sea diving bird that holds special significance on the country's outer islands.
Most birds lay their eggs in a nest, but not the tala. This little bird lives life on the edge, and that's also where it lays its eggs.
They just lay eggs on a branch of a tree or a rock. That's the difference of tala from the other species.
Ava Taumalolo is a Tongan bird-watching tour guide and a conservationist. And yes, you heard that right. The tala lay their eggs just out on a tree branch or on a rock. He says another way this bird really sets itself apart is with its colour.
Tala is really pure white. It is special because only tala is really white.
It's this daring and distinctive bird whose name Tonga's national netball team have taken, courtesy of Tonga's Queen. After the team took out the championship of the Netball Pacific Oz Sports Series in March this year, they put in a request to the palace for an official name. And Salote Sisifa, the CEO of Tonga Netball, says she was shocked to actually get a reply.
We were very grateful when I received a letter from Her Majesty's private secretary. We received a letter with the name and the explanatory note towards the name. So it was a big wow on our part in terms of culture and everything. This is not the norms that you get to write at that level and, you know, get a reply back in writing. It's very heartwarming.
The tala bird is a sea diving bird that swoops into the ocean to pick out fish and squid to eat. Ava Taumalolo says its work ethic and skills are some of the most impressive he's ever seen.
The seabird is really hard-working birds I ever know, because it's really hard for them to find their food. But the land bird, it's easy because they flying around around the trees, they fruit, they pick it. But the seabird, you had to go and look for a school of fish to find some. You had to dive it down to the water, in the water, and pick it up.
He says that fishermen in Tonga use the bird as a signal to find the best places to fish.
Tala is really special for me. Like when I can see them, I can tell what kind of fish are just underneath the tala. When it's open water out there, you see tala flying around there. That's good for the fishermen.
Because of its ability to point people in the right direction, it's become known as a good omen. Salote Sisifa says this is what the Tongan national netball team became for the country during a particularly tough time.
We had just finished the volcanic eruption here and the tsunami that followed it. And, you know, the country was on lockdown, hard lockdown, and nothing was happening at the time. There's a lot of questions arising in terms of politics, you know, pointing fingers and everything. But that week of the girls and the team playing at that level in Australia and the results from it, it really did unify our country. And not only Tongans in Tonga, but also just Tongans worldwide. You know, it was a week where we kind of like just put aside the politics, and it was just everyone was there for our country. Her Majesty giving the name Tala. It was very symbolic of what the team and the girls had done for our country.
She says that the team are honoured to have a name that means so much to Tongans, not only at home, but around the world.
They're really happy that it happened during their time, but at the same time acknowledging past former players that have, you know, walked the hard yards, and you know, these girls and the current team and everything, they've just taken it to another level in terms of performance, recognition and attention from our people and Oceania.
The Tongan Talas are now preparing to head to the Oceania World Cup qualifiers next month. And Salote Sisifa says with a new name to energise them, the girls are excited to continue their winning streak.
Our team finally has a name, and we'll go in, and, you know, as the Tongan Talas. So it's a good omen on the team.
Tonga Netball CEO Salote Sisifa ending that report.